Welcome to another edition of Garden Talk. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Great to have you with us today as Liz Freemuth comes by to give us all of her ideas for gardening gifts during the holiday season. And we'll be talking with her in just a minute or two. But, you know, here we are in our listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio Drive. It's the last day of the year-end member drive. So I want you to think about how much you've learned from and enjoyed WPR programs this past year. And here we've got 2023 right around the corner. Good time. Take action right now and give the programs you rely on a strong start in the new year at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And I am really happy to have Kate Archer-Kent join us from the morning show.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here, Larry. And it's always so much fun to be around you and your show. And thank you to everyone who gave last hour. This hour, though, we have a goal here of 20 gifts in the door.
All right. And these hourly gifts are very important. They help us stay on track financially, to be honest, so we can keep the discussions going strong right here on the Ideas Network. So give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, the largest slice of funding for WPR programs, and actually the biggest piece of the pie, is listener support. So while all of our funding sources, the state, federal government, businesses, super important, of course, it is your contribution that makes a huge difference. WPR is this amazing service that it is thanks to your support. So keep independent, high-quality programs on the air when you give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we hear a lot of first-time donors calling in who are giving because they've gotten their first job out of college. Mm-hmm. They're now making money. But we also hear from people who turned 30 and realized, oh, I'm grown up now. It's time to give to WPR.
All these milestones. Well, giving money to something you believe in, a service you rely on, it is a great way to commemorate a new phase of your life, and we really encourage it. So many first-time donors give $10 or $20 a month, but you choose the amount that's right for you. And then go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
My name is Sue German. I live in Middleton, Wisconsin. I feel like I've got a real personal connection to Wisconsin Public Radio. I had a brother who passed away several years ago. He had some mental health issues, but he was an avid listener to Wisconsin Public Radio. Listening was a bright moment in his day. For that, I'm grateful. So great job. Thank you.
Sue, thank you very much. I hope you'll join Sue and go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during this year-end member drive. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer-Kent. The programs you enjoy are possible thanks to your support. And your contribution might be $10 a month, might be $100 or $200 a month. Whatever amount you choose, it makes a difference for our entire community.
And giving to WPR is easy. All we need is your name, your contact information, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay.
Just takes a couple of minutes to make your contribution to a WPR, and those few minutes fund your daily listening. Your support right now really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
About 50 minutes left this hour, 50. We are looking for 20 people to join in. And your gift today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It ensures a bright future for the programs you rely on.
We haven't gotten a pledge yet.
Larry, you're a little blunt.
Oh, my goodness me. Here we are in Garden Talk. I tell you what, here's a little incentive for you. You choose one of the food bank gifts mm-hmm. when you give $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. and you'll make a difference for WPR. You provide hunger relief to people in your community, and you'll be the first one to contribute during this hour.
Well, now is a great time to become a sustaining member. Easy to set up, convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Get started now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Larry, I just want to give a shout out to Louise in Minnesota, who says, Louise says, I listen every day from my desk. I especially love Garden Talk. Isn't that good to hear?
It's great to hear. I think, one of our most popular programs during any week, or maybe the most popular local program during the week. And here we are, listener supported, and that means your gift is very powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Thanks if you've already contributed. If you haven't, do it right now while you listen to Liz. Liz Freeman talking. Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
You probably, if you listen to Garden Talk at all, you probably know Liz by her voice. She's got this wonderful radio voice, and she provides concierge horticultural services through her business, The Garden Ho, and she gets all over the country with that business. And so it's fun to have her on, especially as we talk about gifts. She has come up with a great list of gardening gift ideas. It's available on our website, as a matter of fact, if you want to go to it. Just go to WPR.org/Larry. Find the program notes for this show, and then just click on the related link. And as you listen in, I hope you'll join in. What was your favorite gardening tool gift? Do you have a gardening question? Join in. The number to call, 800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. Liz, you know, you kind of inspired me when you said you were happy to talk about gardening gifts. So I thought about a few of my own, and it was kind of fun. Do you have fun putting this together?
I did, yeah. You know, and I sat with a good friend of mine who, she calls herself a hoette. she works for the garden once in a while. She's a fifth grade teacher, so in her off time, she'll come and play plants. And we sat down together, and I said, tell me, what is the best gift you ever got? And she said it was a rain gauge.
Oh.
And, you know, but it was a nice rain gauge and a good wrought iron holder. And, you know, it's one that will hold up. And she said that's been so, so important to her to monitor when to water, because she overloves her plants. And so she needs all the help she can get. That, and I gave her a soil thermometer one year also. And that is indispensable for anybody who is going to apply any kind of products or want to know planting temperatures if you're doing veggies. You know, they're really simple gifts, but great ones.
What does it cost for a soil thermometer?
Soil thermometer you can get from anywhere from $5 to $15. Well, you can go very high with the soil thermometer, but you really only need a very inexpensive, it almost looks like a beefed up instant read meat thermometer. For a real soil thermometer, it'll have a green ball on the top of it. And that you push all the way down into the ground. I like the one that does the distance for you. So it's a 4-inch, 5-inch thermometer with a ball on the top. So you push it in all the way till the ball is sitting on the surface of the soil. And that will give you the appropriate soil temperature reading, because you want to be that far underground. And so that is just one of those things where if you want to know if the soil is warm enough to put the beans in, or cool enough, you know, if you reached a cool point to put some late season crops in, you know, it's absolutely instrumental in getting that right. Also, if you're going to apply any kind of lawn products, you need to be aware of what the soil temperature is on the lawn so that you know what's going to be coming active. So it's an inexpensive, handy gift.
Yeah. Well, it's better than the procedure that my this old friend Mark Larson told me that he does, which is to go in the backyard and drop his drawers quick and sit down in the grass.
Okay.
And depending on how long he sat, was some indication of the temperature.
Did he live in the city? I bet you the neighbors love that one.
Oh, that just flashed in my mind. I can remember
that's going to flash in everybody's minds for a long time.
You have some gift ideas or advice for selecting gifts that relate to how the gardening season went this past year. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, as gardeners, we're always looking forward after we look back. And so this year, we're at the end of the season, kind of. You know, there is somebody here, you can see me raising my hand, who hasn't dug her potatoes yet. So I'm hoping I have three left at this point. But when you look back, it's what kind of problems did I have? And, you know, we can go back to the soil thermometer. Did I not time my planting appropriately? Well, maybe if you had a soil thermometer, you would have. Or did you catch yourself pounding something into the ground with a rock because you didn't have a good sturdy mallet? You know, perhaps it's time to take a look at what were my practices and how can I improve those? And, you know, look at, as everybody ages, we all do or we wouldn't be here, you need to look at what your body is doing as you age and make that process easier, because otherwise we can think of all kinds of excuses for not going out into the garden. You know, my back hurts, my feet hurt. Well, get yourself a good pair of shoes. If bending over isn't the greatest thing for you anymore, and, you know, even if you don't like doing it, there's this great gardening seat made by Vertex. It's V-E-R-T-E-X, and it's a rocking, seat that can adjust in height, so it accommodates longer legs or less ability to actually get up from a bent knee position, so you can kind of rock off of it if you have some mobility issues. Now, I say that, but then I also, my mom fell off of one, because when she sat down, it was a little crooked. She's 88 years old. She could stop doing that at any point, but she said it worked out great other than that. And that will give you the opportunity to rock and not bend over with your back quite so much. You're bending at your hips as opposed to bending with your back. And so that makes a difference. So, you know, it's things like that when you look back, what could I have done better?
Yeah, I really like that idea. So many of the stools, if you can't adjust the height.
Mm-hmm.
My knees are always up to my chin on some, you know, on some of them. So I love that idea.
Right. And it's just a simple bolt with a nut that holds it in place. So you can take that out and adjust it up and down. And it almost looks like a little bit like a mushroom. And on the bottom where it curves up, I actually store tools in there, so I can have a couple of smaller type tools that are sitting underneath me that I can grab really easily. So instead of taking out a bucket of tools and something to kneel on, I can actually just sit and move around quite nicely.
So, you know, you mentioned physical issues, and what about, I mean, there are some tools out there that help if you have grip problems. Right?
They do make some really nice ergodynamic tools for gardeners aging. And you really just look it up online and get, and, you know, you can't really tell if a tool is going to work for you until you hold it in your hand. And so you can order, if it's an online only, you can order it, but expect maybe it's not going to feel right and don't feel bad about sending it back, because it has to do with hand size also and how the tools fit in your hand as to how quickly you're going to get tired with managing to, you know, press that pruners, et cetera. So, you know, it's like a pair of shoes. You know your feet hurt if they're not well-fit shoes. It's the same thing with the hand tools. Your hands are going to hurt if it's not appropriately fitted to your hand.
Yeah, and the longer ones, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're sometimes very long-handled.
Right. And you do get, you know, you have to, again, that's another one of those things, you have to go and try them. How far do they open? Can you actually, as we age, can you actually get the oomph behind it to get those closed after they've been all the way open? That can actually stress out your shoulders and your elbows and things like that. So looking for good tools that have different sizes available for different uses and hands and capabilities is a great thing. And ARS makes some great tools. Definitely Felco does. But those, in my opinion, are a little bit heavier. So as I've gotten older, I've gone to and we're going to admit age here. So as I've gotten older, I've gone to ARS tools as opposed to Felco just because of the weight of the tool itself. And it's easier on my hand to not have, in addition to that motion of depressing to cut, then I have to have weight on there as well. So the tools ARS makes are great. The blades last long with a good sharp edge. You probably only have to sharpen them every other time you use them, as opposed to some of the other edges where you have to sharpen them more frequently.
Every time. Yeah.
You know, talking about sharpening brings me to a gift. A gift that if you forgot to get somebody a gift, stop at your local gas station with the store in it and get 3-in-1 oil, a scrubby, and a cleaning cloth. And any gardener is going to be thrilled with that.
Liz Freemuth, our guest today, giving us some ideas for gifts during the holiday season. And I hope you'll join in with your questions or maybe your own experiences, the kind of gifts you like to get. One of the gifts I get oftentimes on Garden Talk when we're doing a drive is I get the gift of Kate Archer Kent.
I was curious whether you would go there.
She always provided, Liz was mentioning oomph. You always give me a little oomph.
And Thank you, Larry.
I tell you what, it's fun to have her with me, and it's fun to have your support, too. That's what keeps these conversations going. And your gift right now makes a big difference, both this year and as we head into 2023. Make that gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Have we finally gotten somebody?
Yes, I was going to say, yes, we have. We have a couple gifts in the door this hour. The true gift, as Larry said, is you and your pledge. So when you give, you fund the Larry Mueller Show and all the other WPR programs you count on. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I've got a New Year's resolution you can take care of in just a few minutes. And it's one I think you'll be glad to keep. You want to support your source for information, entertainment, and for Garden Talk?
Mm-hmm.
Do it right now. Make your year-end gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
How about make an ongoing gift of $15 or $20 a month? Whatever amount is right for you. That's right. So set that up on your credit or debit card. Better yet, you can go right from your bank account. And it's what we call that sustaining gift. And the beauty of it is that you don't have to remember to renew your support every year.
Yeah, it's consistent. It will be as consistent as your WPR listening month after month, year after year. You could become a sustainer right now. Why don't you do it right now? Set up an ongoing gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This season, your gift to WPR can also provide meals to families in your community. Give $10 or $20 a month to support your favorite WPR programs and ask for one of the Food Bank thank you gifts. When you do, your gift will have twice the impact for WPR programs and families facing hunger in your area. Give now. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. During our drive, Larry Mueller here with the Kate Archer Cant. Listener support's our biggest source of our funding, and that's why your gift of $10 a month or $100 or $200 a month, whatever amount you choose, it really has an important impact.
It sure does. We have about 35 minutes left to go this hour. We're looking for 17 more people to join in, and thank you so much if you've already given.
Yeah, and if you haven't, give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and your gift funds the Garden Talk and all the other programs you enjoy.
If you've already make an annual contribution or you make ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer, thank you so much. You are the backbone of WPR.
And if you haven't given yet, you can join the tens of thousands of dedicated WPR members when you donate, with over 50,000,
yes,
I believe, people.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it? Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
We need those 17 more people to support WPR programs in the next 30 or so minutes to meet our goal to stay on track. WPR is a listener powered, and that's why your gift now is so important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And please go ahead and choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You'll make a difference for WPR. And you're going to be providing hunger relief to people in your own community, mm-hmm. which I think is really cool.
Larry, listen to this. Patricia in Henderson, Nevada says, I give support in my home state and listen well in Wisconsin. Especially appreciate Garden Talk every Friday. How about them apples? That's really cool. Henderson, Nevada.
Patricia, thank you so much. And thank you if you've given already. If you haven't, do it now. Your gift is so important. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and thank you. Great to have you with us for this edition of Garden Talk. Larry Mueller here, my guest Liz Freemuth, provider of concierge horticultural services through her business, The Garden Ho. She's been with us many, many times over the years. Certainly, as we talk about gardening gifts, love to hear from you. Or maybe you've got a gardening question, a plant question. She can probably answer that as well at 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us the email address ideas@WPR.org, ideas@WPR.org. The Bozeman...
Yeah, the plant caddies.
Yeah.
Those are heavy-duty plant caddies, and you can pick them up at a number of locations. But those are the ones that are coming up with really, really good use reviews where people are saying, oh, I love these. They are heavy, heavy-duty. They don't bust up, and you don't have to worry about them. So if you've got plants, heavy ones that you're moving in and out, this might be something that someone else would like as a gift.
So what does it look like? Is it a...
It's got wheels on the bottom. It'll have either... I think it's got five legs on it with wheels on the bottom.
Okay.
And it is just a heavy-duty plastic resin-type top on it. And you just wheel things in and out.
Yeah, and that's not a bad idea. So many people
mm-hmm.
have called Garden Talk over the years and said, oh, I got this plant. Now it's a darn heavy. I can't...
Right.
Get it in or get it out easily.
And these have nice wheels on them so that you can roll them inside as well, especially if you're moving that heavy. You remember limey and moving limey
yeah.
in and out.
Yeah.
And, you know, with me, it was lemon tree. And my mom had a lemon tree. It's like, okay, it takes three people to lift it. If you have it on this, you can wheel it in and out. Very, very, very nice gift for somebody. And they're maybe $40. A piece for a decent-sized one. So,
oh, that's not very...
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad.
I was thinking it'd be more.
Mm. Well, the bigger ones you might pay a little bit more for, but really not bad. The we were talking about pruning tools before. One thing I do want to mention, I am a shovel breaker. I don't know about other people, but I have a couple of hardware stores that have banned me from returning tools because I break them so often. And so I finally found a company, a U.S. company called Bully Tools, B-U-L-L-Y. I have not been able to break their shovels, and I have been trying, and I have not been able to do it. They are heavy duty. They aren't so heavy that you can't lift them and use them. But they have wood and fiberglass handles on them. But the way that they construct the business end of the tool to the handle, have not been able to break it. And I have broken many, many, many
How
tools.
How do you break those tools?
Well, I kind of, you know, when you're digging a tree by yourself and, you know, you get caught underneath a root.
When I'm
by myself, I figure, well, I can just get this out. And I muscle down on the shovel, and I have broken many shovels where the metal part that attaches to the handle, where that attaches to the base, to the, you know, to the blade of the shovel, I snap those right off.
You brought back a sad memory for me. I'd forgotten that I had done the exact same thing on one with a shovel on getting a tree out, and it was the darn root. And
yeah, and you think it's just gonna, you know, it'll let go, and it doesn't, and boom, there you are, you've snapped another shovel. But these I have not been able to break. Like I said, I have tried. And I have not been able to break them.
Now, are they handy? Are they available? I mean, can we go to the local garden center and buy one, or is it?
You may be able to go to a big box and get them. It seems as though one of the big boxes carried them. May have been the orange one. But I'm not 100%. But I buy them directly from Bully Tools online, and they ship them. And so they're great. They have a wonderful broad fork. So if you are somebody who does some raised bed gardening, a broad fork is absolutely wonderful for loosening that soil up. And they make a great one of those. Absolutely great. And my favorite shovel of all time, it's the one I have with me all the time, is a floral shovel. It's narrower than a spade.
Oh.
And so it really allows you to get in and around stuff. So if you have to dig a hole next to a shrub, next to three perennials, you don't want to use a big spade and you can't really get by with a small hand trowel, that will take care of it. It's a really, really handy size tool. The other company that I have not been able to break the tools on is Wilcox All Pro. And
Wilcox All Pro.
All Pro, yeah. And they do hand tools. And I think they do have some larger, like rakes and things like that. But what I love are their hand trowels. And I have not been able to bend one of those either. You know, it's very unsatisfying when you go in to dig, you know, a 16-inch hole with a hand trowel, because what gardener hasn't tried to do that rather than get up and go get the appropriate tool? These do not break. They are very, very well made. I believe they're made in Iowa. And the quality is fantastic. And those also you can get at different places, but I just go right to the website. Because if you're a cheap gardener like me, they actually have not quite perfect tools. And let's be honest, after I've had them for 5 minutes, they're not quite perfect anyway. So they're great. And the quality is fantastic across the board.
When you go around the country doing, you know, do you haul all your stuff with you?
It depends on what I'm going to do. I will haul like a small amount. Those go in check on, you know, in the check luggage. But otherwise, no, I can pick up what I need there. Or oftentimes when I'm traveling around the country, I'm not necessarily doing the physical work myself, but I will be advising. And so it just really kind of depends on do I need the tools or not. And you can have something delivered almost anywhere. So I, you know, if I need something I don't have, I can order it from the company and get it, you know.
And I bet a lot of your clients have been inspired to buy certain of those tools.
They have.
For when you show up.
They have. And, you know, I will provide the tools to a lot of them, too. If I see that they're out doing some of the work themselves, then, you know, they need to have the good tools to do it right. It makes a huge difference. They don't have to be the most expensive ones. They just need to be good tools, good solid tools that a Wisconsin woman can't bust. That's the key thing right there.
Liz Freeman, our guest. Questions for her, maybe an experience to share about a gardening gift you gave or received. Love to hear that. Or a gardening question, plant question. Give a call at 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us at ideas@WPR.org. And speaking of that, saying it inspired me to look at our emails. I guess Andrew called to recommend Felco Bypass Pruners and the Silky Zubat Handsaw.
Oh, the Silky tools. That is, thank you so much for reminding me. That is the only kind of saw I use is a Silky. They are absolutely fantastic.
What do they
tools.
Hold their edge or what?
They are good weight on the hand. They feel good when you're using them. And I have a 7-inch folding saw that I take everywhere with me. The blades are easy to replace on them. It's unscrew them, take one out, put it back in. And they have great, great sharpness to them. They are really, really fantastic saws.
Silky. All right. Jackie emailed that because she is cheap, she bought a bag of hyacinth bulbs in November.
Right.
She didn't get them planted. And wonders if they will still be any good in the fall of 2023.
Where does she live?
She doesn't say. She says, could she keep them in the refrigerator this coming summer? If not, there goes my savings.
No. You're actually good. Unless you're way up north and you've got snow to dig through. You know, there's frost in the ground, but if you dig down in there, you should be able to get those bulbs in the ground yet. We're not going to have that much frost. You can shovel through that. Otherwise, you can certainly save them and use them as forcing bulbs, and then you can plant them outside after you force them for spring. So what you need to do in order to do that is to, number one, keep them cool, and you're going to want to keep them chilled because they're going to need, and hyacinth, I'm not going to remember off the top of my head, but 16 weeks sounds like maybe I might be in the ballpark. Just check that one out online, and hyacinth bulbs and chilling, how many weeks do you need, and you'll find the exact amount. But you can keep those in the refrigerator. You don't want them to get dried out, so even putting them in a light potting soil, put them in the pot. Put light potting soil, whatever you have, cover them loosely, and you want to air those out every once in a while, put them in the fridge, and just let them sit there until about February or so, March, till your chilling period is up. Then you can move them outside out of the refrigerator, and then the heat and the light, et cetera, will get those things to start growing. And you can force them in containers in a window or something like that. And oftentimes I'll give them an intermediate spot, like moving from the refrigerator into a cool room. And then once I see the green start to poke up, then I'll bring them out onto a sunny window, and away they go. But it really is important, if you're going to keep them in a refrigerator, that you use a refrigerator like many people have a beer or beverage refrigerator. What you don't want are fruits and vegetables in that same refrigerator with bulbs you're trying to force. Because those fruits and vegetables, as they decline and rot, they will actually give off ethylene. And that ethylene aborts the blossom bud inside that bulb. And so you may get green, but you may not get flower on it. So that's kind of key. You know, a lot of people say I've never had success forcing a bloom. Well, it may be just because your carrots and your apples were telling it not to, you know. So work around your carrots and apples, you know. And if you have a cool garage, you can use that as well, especially a garage that the car isn't in, because the exhaust on a car will do the same thing.
Well, aren't you a font of knowledge today, as always?
Garbage brain.
Kate Archer Kent with me. Kate, that ever happened to you? Have you ever had problems with your bulbs because your vegetables were rotting?
I'm a font of knowledge.
Well, you are.
No, but I sure have to trek my Lulu, my big hibiscus, in and out. So I need something on wheels.
You just learned.
I know.
One of the many things that you learned today here on the Ideas Network. During our year-end member drive, Kate Archer Kent with me for a couple of minutes now. Your support, vital to all the programs on WPR, certainly the Garden Talk Show. And remember, it's our largest source of funding. It'll just take you a couple minutes right now, and this is the last day of the drive, by the way, to support the programs you count on. Just give a year-end gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Yeah, so here we are. We've got about 20 minutes left to go this hour. We're looking for 16 more people to join in these final hours of this drive. So, you know, it is the 11th hour here. Make your gift to support the programs you enjoy and rely on every day.
WPR programs are listener powered, and that means that your donation right now really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And I did want to mention that a friend for a Garden Talk gift called during the show and made a contribution, got his wife a membership.
Oh, that's so...
because she listens to Garden Talk all the time, and so he bought that, and that was to be an early Christmas gift.
I love this program because I'm getting ideas left and right, and I'm not going to say for whom, but this is like really the crux of what we do here on the Ideas Network. We stay informed, and we're getting engaged, and you know, we're getting all of these ideas. And so, if you appreciate that, please give a gift of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You make this hour, you make so many hours possible. Choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
Yeah, and you do decide how much to give. It could be $100 a month, could be $200 a month, or maybe $10 a month. Whatever amount is the right amount for you.
And that might be what you spend every month on food, takeout, entertainment, things you enjoy that make life better, just like listening to WPR. The important thing is that you decide what amount is right for you, and then make your gift at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
I prefer more balanced conversation. That's what took me to WPR. When I got there, I found a whole host of programming that interests me. Gardening shows, home improvement shows, humor shows, word language shows, things that just grab my interest and grab my attention. It's not just one thing. We had been giving on an annual basis for years. I didn't want this to be an annual decision, and I think that's where we decided to make the change and become sustaining members. It was a statement of values as much as a statement of financial commitment. I'm Bruce from Brookfield, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Well, Bruce, thank you so much for those words. What about you? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer Kent. Your support during our drive makes the Garden Talk and all the other programs you rely on possible. Your gift, it might be 10 or 20 bucks a month. Whatever amount you choose, though, is the right amount.
And a $10 a month contribution, it works out to just 33 cents a day. So when you think about the daily information and the inspiration you get from WPR programs, it's a great value.
Yeah. What else are you going to get for 33 cents a day?
Nothing.
not very much. Make your gift of 10 bucks a month right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and your 33 cent a day investment will give you programs that keep you engaged and up to date.
We're chipping away at this goal here. We're looking for 13 more people now to join in. Your gift today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 ensures a bright future for the programs you rely on.
Do you see what Sally had to say from Duluth?
Well, Sally in Duluth, Minnesota says Garden Talk is the highlight of Sally's week. And Dave in Neshota says, longtime listener, first-time contributor, and I love Garden Talk.
What about you? And you love Garden Talk? Do you like listening to Wisconsin Public Radio? A gift right now would mean so much to Kate and to me and to everybody else here. It really makes a difference. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution, and thank you. You're listening to Garden Talk on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Liz Freemuth, who provides horticultural services through her business, The Garden Hoe. And if question for her or comment, I hope you'll join in. We've been talking about garden gifts. We've taken another plant or two question as we went along. The number to call, 800-642-1234. Or you can email us to ideas@WPR.org, ideas@WPR.org. And Liz was kind enough to bring me a holiday gift. And it looks beautiful.
It is, and it's one that any gardener would like. It's a hand-woven towel from Turkey and a bar of olive oil soap from Greece. And so the olive oil soap has no fragrance in it, and it's really soft and luscious. And they actually use those as dish soap as well. So what I'm told is just put the bar on on the sink, and then use a little scrub brush to hit the soap and then wash your dishes that way instead of doing the squeeze. So you can get multi-duty out of one, and there's no plastic with that. So that is a really, really good bonus. And the hand-woven towel, that's a real treat.
Feels good.
yeah. And they're all small producer purchased. And I love the fact that these are cottage industry people. I have a friend who was raised in Turkey. When he goes home to visit family, I get to buy on the phone. He takes me via phone to small production weavers and producers of other fine stuff, and I get to purchase that for my store that I opened.
I didn't even know you had a store open.
Totally not garden related. No, totally not. It's called Strumpet and Tart, and it's in the little town of East Troy, Wisconsin. And it's just a store filled with unusual and fun stuff that I've run across in my days. And it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it a lot.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about my lawnmower, which I don't have much lawn anymore, but for years ago, I bought an electric one, but it was one that you had to plug in.
Right.
So now I've gone through, I don't know how many cords.
I was going to say, the cord cost has got to be tremendous.
I had to buy a new cord this summer, and I bought? I bought a kind of a heavy one. And it's pink.
Oh, you see that thing coming, can't you?
And it's also kept me in mind with keeping my lawnmower height high, because I can run over it unless it should happen to kink up in the process.
Right.
Which has happened to me many a time. But what about... what I really want to get are the cordless.
I have an Ego, and I know that there are other ones out there. DeWalt, I believe, Milwaukee, Tool, I think a lot of companies are now making the battery electric, and they're fantastic. I have an Ego, had it for 3 years now, and it has been a real trooper. At first when I looked at it, I thought, okay, for the money, the wheels aren't rubber, they're plastic. Am I going to like this? And oh my gosh, it works like a charm. I know it's really well calibrated to my tiredness level. The battery, thank goodness, runs out just about the time when I'm getting too tired to be pushing. So I get myself a half an hour of rest while the battery recharges. But they do a great job. I have been very, very pleased with it. And I started buying the Ego line because that's what was available at the time when I was looking to switch over. So I've got a battery-operated blower, a battery-operated weed whacker, and
they all run on the same battery?
They do. Yeah. They do. Now, the lawnmower is a heavier-duty battery, and that's a little bit too heavy to put in the hand tools. But, yeah, you can get a whole, if you stay within a series, you can work with a few batteries and then just swap them out back and forth as you're working. And I've been very pleased with the quality that I've been able to do in the yard with those battery tools.
Tom and DePeer has a question for us. Let's go there. Tom, hi. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. My wife likes to go out. We don't spray our lawn for weeds, so she goes out and digs the weeds, but she's using a spade, leaving big divots in the yard. What can I buy that won't leave big divots and she can still go dig her weeds?
Okay, Grandpa's weeding tool, I think that's what it's called, is a good one that will pull dandelions out. You may not, I think actually it would do a pretty good job on crabgrass also. But that's one that you can stand and you push it down into the ground, and then it's got a thing you put your foot on that tightens it, and you give it a push, and out pops the weed. And so it's a little bit more controlled in how much damage it does. You're still going to have a divot because you're taking a weed out that is pushing the grass aside. So this will take out a smaller divot, and that may make you a little bit happier. Otherwise, if she's one that likes to crouch down and get the weeds, go to the Wilcox All-Pro site and take a look at what they've got. There's small ones, big ones, things with teeth on the edge. They even have one that has a V shape on it so that you can get down and get around the root of the weed and pop it up without snapping that root off. So there are a lot of different options out there. A spade, you know, I'm taking, if she's using that she wants something with a handle. So the grandpa's weeder would do a good job.
Yeah. And you can use your foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to just sit there and...
Right. So you're leveraging your body as opposed to really taking the hit on the shoulders or the elbows or the arms.
All right. Tom, thank you so much for calling.
Good question.
It was a great question. Really appreciate your call. I've got a question for you as you listen into the show. Have you contributed to... the Ideas Network during our member drive? Your financial support, by the way, it's the foundation for all the great talks you enjoy here every day, including Garden Talk. And you can make your tax-deductible year-end gift right now for 2022 at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Kate, we have a short. We needed 20 for this hour. Where are we?
Rally the troops here a little bit. Well, we still need about 13 people in the door. Well, I shouldn't say about. We need 13 more people to join in here so we can meet our goal, these hourly goals set up to make sure we have the funding for the programs you enjoy. So make your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I want you to think about Garden Talk for a minute. Here we do 52 times a year on Fridays and 52 Saturdays for an hour from 6 to 7. We replay the Garden Talk, or at least part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear from a lot of people who really, really enjoy this program. I give quite a few talks, and the people I talk to, they all listen to Garden Talk. We are listener-supported, and that means that when you give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, you're making Garden Talk and many other hours possible. So I hope you'll choose an amount that works for you, take a couple of minutes, and make your gift.
And during this member drive, we have a special offering. Ask for one of the food bank thank you gifts. There are options available at $10 or $20 a month, and your donation to WPR will power essential news and quality entertainment. And your thank you gift will provide hunger relief to people in your community. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, I've been a member since 1978, as far as I can remember, when I graduated college, and I realized I better start paying everything back for which I owe, and more than just my parents. There's a whole lot of things for which I think I needed to pay. I'm a member, and I dare you to find me any reason not to contribute. I'll bet you can't find a reason. I think it's a lot more important to find a reason to contribute.
I think that's a good way to look at it. I think we've got some good reasons for you to contribute. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your donation during our drive. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer Kent. The programs you enjoy, like Garden Talk, are possible thanks to your support. And your contribution might be $10 a month, $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, it really does make a difference.
So we are looking for those 13 more people to join in. You know, this is the last day of the drive. This is the last minutes, hours. When you give, you fund the Larry Mueller Show and all the other WPR programs you count on. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I took a look, and this is the last day of the drive, and I looked, and it ends at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So why not get ahead of the game here? Don't wait till 6. Do it right now. Your financial support during this hour is so important.
Your gift is a big part of what makes the Larry Mueller Show and, you know, all the other programs you rely on and enjoy possible on WPR. So take action right now. Make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Still looking for 12 or 13 people here, I think, to meet our goal. We're listener power. That's why your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important.
Choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll make a difference for WPR and provide hunger relief to people in your community.
And if you're a sustaining member, I want to thank you so much for that. And maybe today you make the time to increase your support of WPR. Maybe add $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, listen to this one, Larry. This is going to take you back. Jean in Sussex says, I've been listening to WPR ever since Larry Mueller was doing the farm report back when I was in elementary school. My brother and I would laugh every time Larry would mention pork bellies. I still think of that with great fondness. How beautiful.
You know, that's a long, long time ago. That's 50 years ago, Gene. Well, I tell you what, I've been doing this for 55 years, as a matter of fact. Wow. I've been on a long, long time. And I'm really hoping you'll support us during our drive. Right, your gift right now is so important. Liz Freemuth is going to be back with us after this look at the news. But before that, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution to Garden Talk. Thank you so much for listening and stay with us. You're listening to Garden Talk on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Liz Freemuth, who provides concierge horticultural services through her business, The Garden Hole. And as we talk with her about gardening gifts, perhaps for the holidays, you may have some questions about that or maybe an experience to share, or you may have a plant question. In any of those cases, go ahead and call in. The number is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us to ideas@wpr.org. And I'm going to mention right now that we do have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect, up to $3,500 by 1 o'clock, and it comes from the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association and some others, and it means they'll match every dollar you give. So I hope you'll do it right now. Make your contribution at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And we'll talk some more about that later, but I want to get back to visiting with Liz about gifts. Again, join in with your questions or comments about those as well. We were talking about bully tools.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the power tools.
Well, I think we should talk about some of the upper end tools if you have one of those gifts. One of those people who have everything and you don't know what to get for them. I had showed Larry my sunglasses before we started.
It's amazing.
They're wonderful, wonderful Bluetooth sunglasses that you can talk on the phone, you can listen to your podcast while you're outside gardening, you can have the lenses done in whatever prescription you need or just plain sunglasses. And the ones that I have are made by Bose. And they're not cheap, but I will tell you, when my kids got that for me, okay, I ordered it, but they gave it to me for Mother's Day. It was the greatest thing because I've lost so many earbuds out in the garden. You know, they fall over and you can't find them in the mulch and in the debris. And so these have been absolutely fantastic. And you can answer your phone with a tap on the side bar and, you know, up and down with the volume, depending on what you can hear. And you can actually hear what's going on around you. So I use them frequently in the car for getting directions on my, you know, off my phone. And yet I can still hear everything that's going on around me, which I like. That makes it safer. And, you know, when I'm out with clients or in their gardens, it would be nice if I noticed that they were standing next to me without them having to tap me on the shoulder. So I can hear people coming and going, et cetera. So those have been absolutely fantastic. I would
We're talking a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah. But, you know, with the amount of earbuds that I've replaced, I should have just bought these to start with. And I think it's something you're going to see a lot more of. Google made glasses for a while. But, you know, go out there and take a look. That's kind of a luxury item, but luxury to a point when you can actually be in contact with people around you. That's not so much of a luxury.
No, it isn't. I have another one. I just throw one of mine in, and this is a relatively inexpensive, but I love this catalog, the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Catalog.
Yes. Yep.
It's about $15, I think.
It was something like that,
so it's around $15, but it is the most lovely, and they're hard to, I mean, they go quickly.
They do. Yeah,
And if you go online to the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, you can probably get one right now before they run out.
Right.
And that would make a great gift for some gardener.
Yeah, you've had him on the show in the past.
Every year he's on.
Just that company is fantastic. They're lovely. The information that's in that catalog is like getting a book. You know, there's just so much history and background on where the seed came from. And, you know, it really is a great, great resource. And it's different every year. So what's not to love about that? One that I didn't put on my list, and I should have because I probably will get hit about the ears for not doing it, is my dear friend Alan Armitage. He redid his perennial book. And that came out, I think, last year, maybe. And so the big, huge reference for perennials is a new version. Go to his website. It's Alan Armitage something. And go into books, and you can order directly from him, and he'll actually sign it for you. But that is one that I use. Doesn't matter what you can find online. I reference that all the time. I wear those things out. Mine are usually kept together with rubber bands by the end of their life. And he swore the last time he was not going to do another version. He did another one. And, you know, as soon as you hit yes to send it to the printers, there's going to be something that's not in there because new plants are coming out all the time. But that is a great gift. That and Michael Durr's tree book.
Yeah,
you know, those for any gardener, if they don't have them, that's absolutely fantastic thing to give somebody. And if they, you know, look at the apps that are out there, too, because sometimes people don't want books, but take a look at some of the apps that you might be able to buy for them also that are going to give you plant ID or care or anything.
Even
like
weed
that.
IDs.
Yeah,
there are so many out there. I love that idea. Mm-hmm. You know, watering. If you got anything, you do have something in your list relating to watering. It's an important part of gardening.
Mm-hmm. You know, hose, and I didn't put hoses on the list because I have different preferences for different what I'm doing for hoses.
Yeah.
I actually like the zero hose that is cloth on the outside, and they're not as long lived as some of the old fashioned rubber but they take up a lot less space. So for me, I have a container, a planter, you know, hose minder, but it's a little bit smaller. That 150 feet of hose fits in that once the water is out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're talking about something that's maybe 20 inches across. So that, to me, is great for that quick watering. So I'll buzz that out to take care of the containers or whatever. And I can throw that in the car and take that to a client's place if I know they're not going to be home and I need to access hoses or something like that. Fits in the car, boom, you're ready to go. So hose is definitely what you like. You know, Dram makes nice hoses, as do a lot of other places. For hose ends, that's always a huge thing.
Yeah.
I use Dram and then also Melnor, M-E-L-N-O-R. Both of those make good hose ends. You know, Dram is a great Wisconsin company. Their watering cans can't be beat. They're great. The weight is balanced on them, the whole thing, and they're really, really tough. Other things that we like for watering, you know, if you have irrigation set up of any kind, make sure you've got it on a timer. Not everybody can have an irrigation system. So if
Right.
you have a hose set up with a sprinkler, put a timer on that so that we know we're going to forget, or all of us run late at one point in the day or another. So that will allow the water to do what it needs to do, and you don't have to be paying attention. You know, it's kind of like giving money. Yeah, you don't have to think about it. Just let it happen.
You know what I did?
Mm-hmm.
I turned on. I had a little piece of lawn that I had to redo, and I turned the hose on to water, and then I forgot about the mm-hmm. fact that the water is in the backyard. And the next day,
oh,
I looked out, and the hose is still spreading water, the sprinkling system, and I got my water bill.
Yeah, that's where my mind went first thing. Yep.
Oh, my goodness me. Yeah, not only am I wasting water, but it cost me a lot of money for that mistake.
It did. There are systems that you can have that will have sensors on them, but a timer would have alleviated that problem for you. So, you know, it's a minor piece you attach to the faucet on the outside of the house. Yeah, for what it would have cost, that would have saved you a little pretty penny, wouldn't
it? Oh, a lot of money. That was the biggest water bill I hope I ever get in my life. It was awful.
I want to mention a couple other things, because we are all forgetful. Gardeners are control freaks. So we like to control everything, and yet we sometimes forget about our control freaks as, you know, as gift receivers, because they're in charge of everything. Give them a day off, for Pete's sakes. You know, give them a spa day. Give them a dinner out. Give them something. Give your gardener something that's about them that they don't have to control. That will actually be fantastic for them.
I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea a lot. I've got somebody in mind for that. As a matter of fact, now that you mention it.
Mm-hmm. And things that we don't think about normally for gardening, like maybe a manicure. And that can be male or female. You know, go and get mani-pedi and take care of those hands that work so hard for you.
Well, those hands remind me of gloves.
Oh, my favorite gloves ever.
What are your favorite gloves?
Fox gloves.
Fox gloves.
Fox gloves, yep. They
now,
are the,
why are they your favorite?
They just hit all the buttons for me. They're easy to, they wash, they're cloth, they stretch. If you go to Fox Gloves Gloves, you'll see it's not a whole lot of models to choose from. They haven't done a lot with how you use them. They have work gloves. They have regular garden gloves. But they are a stretchy cloth, and they're somewhat water resistant. Your hands are going to get wet, but they keep the mud out of your hands for the most part. And you can throw them in the wash machine, and they're great.
Yeah.
And they're tight enough on the hands that you can still feel what you're doing. They have some with grips and some without, but they are my absolute favorite go-to gloves. The other ones that I grab secondarily if I'm doing heavy-duty stuff are goatskin gloves, because goatskin with a bit of mesh on them, those goatskin generally you can throw in the wash machine also. You don't want to throw those in the dryer, but you can throw them in the wash machine. And they will actually retain their suppleness and their shape. And so those are really, really good. You can find them in various places, but goatskin is the key.
Gorilla tubs.
Oh, love them. Love them. They used to be called trug tubs or something like that. But gorilla tubs, can't live without them. I mean, they stack up nicely together. You can hold the handles together and haul water with them. They come in different sizes. So it's one of those things that, and they also have one that has like a colander that goes inside other tubs, so you can wash your produce from the garden. You pick it into that kind of colander trug,
yeah.
And then you can rinse them off or soak things if you need to do that. Pull the basket up, and it's already strained and ready to go. So it's very cool.
You know, another one just struck me. I'm thinking about the Green Bay Botanical Garden. I'm thinking mm-hmm. the Janesville Rotary Garden, the Obrick Botanical right. Garden. What about a membership to one of those?
Well,
or
you know,
others.
Oh, well, you can do a membership to almost any botanic garden out there by going through the Horticultural Society, the American Horticultural Society. And you can buy a membership that will get you into gardens across the country and sometimes even beyond. So if you're traveling, you might be able to get a reduction in entrance, or you may be able to get in free by joining. So those are all good things to do. And, you know, it's good for the organizations, too, because
yeah,
botanic gardens always need support.
Yeah,
always.
Absolutely. And they're always so much fun and interesting to visit. So.
Well, and there's so many other events going on throughout the year. You know, look at the Peony Society or the Lilac Societies, where mm-hmm. you can travel to different parts of the country, make it a whole thing that you're just going to go and visit New York's Lilac Show or the one in Washington State, which is fantastic. You know, there's all of these things that you can go and do and share with your gardening people.
And Liz has a whole page in the small type of gifts, many of which we talked about, but many we didn't talk about during the show today. If you go to ideas at WPR.org or WPR.org/Larry and go to today's date and under the comments section, I believe there's that whole list. Liz, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. And you know what? As a sustaining member, everybody out there, do the same. This is so worth our time and money.
Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome.
One of our sustainers and one of the people who sustains WPR day in, day out, every day for a long time. Not as long as me.
Not as long. No one as long as you, Larry.
Kate Archer Kent, by the way, is of whom I speak. And she comes back to talk about this last day of the drive and the
last hours,
and it's the last time for you to make your contribution during Garden Talk show. Your gift right now in support of Garden Talk at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It's so important as we end this year and look forward to the next year.
And the cool thing is right now we have this dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,500 by 1 o'clock. And this generous match is from current members, including the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association. And it means that they'll match every dollar you give.
Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association is such a great group, and they get education credits, actually, for listening to Garden
something?
Talk. I love it. And so it's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting WPR. So you can double your support right now. Great opportunity at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Every week we hear from a different expert about one of, you know, your favorite pastimes, my favorite pastime, gardening. And we talk with horticulture professors here on the Ideas Network, nationally renowned gardeners who can answer a wide variety of general, you know, questions, and Larry chipping in as well with answers and ideas, and, you know, guests specializing in lawns and trees and native plants. Support this weekly show where you get so much gardening information all year long with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, you can also provide hunger relief in your specific area. If you ask for a food bank thank you gift when you give $10 a month or more today, thanks so much for making a difference for your neighbors and the programs like Garden Talk that you love. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And celebrate this season of giving, a special time between, you know, Thanksgiving and the New Year with a gift that doesn't involve wrapping paper or, you know, guessing at the right size.
It just takes a couple of minutes, too. I've done it so many times because I always give an extra gift every time we have one of these drives. And I know it just takes a couple of minutes. I go see Lila, and she helps me out in about two minutes,
go.
As a matter of fact. It feels great every time I do it. What about you? You can find out right now how it feels at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Maybe you listened to WPR in school as a kid or in the car with your parents in the backseat, or maybe you just found us on your own. No matter how you first joined us, you probably want to see WPR continue. I know you do. It's an important part of Wisconsin.
And if you've never given before, this would be a great time to do your part. It's never too late to make that first contribution of, say, 10 or 20 bucks a month. Easy, doesn't take long. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Some people think we shouldn't mention great art and money in the same breath, but George Friedrich Handel would disagree. Handel was a shrewd businessman as well as a successful artist. His most famous piece, Messiah, was part of a canny business strategy. When opera got too expensive to produce, he switched to religious oratorio. Same drama, same style of singing, but without the expense of sets and costumes. What if someone said to Handel, the entrepreneur, "Why don't you let the audience listen first, then pay later, at whatever amount they choose?" I don't think he would have gone for it. And yet that's precisely the business model public radio has thrived on for years. Make a financial contribution to this station right now in any amount. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. This is the year-end member drive, and we're down to the last 5 minutes of this program. By we, I mean myself, Larry Mueller, along with Kate Archer Kent. Listener support's our biggest source of funding, and that's why your gift of $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, really has an important impact.
And giving to WPR is really easy. All it takes is just a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
And that donation comes back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support right now. And don't forget, you know, if you give $10 a month or let's say $120, it's going to turn into double that amount because of the challenge grant that we have. So show your support right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Give as generously as you can.
And once in a while, you do get more than you pay for. WPR is that one place where that's just true every day. Consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs you love.
Hard to buy much for $2, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day makes a lot of news, talk, and music possible. That works out to 60 bucks a month, and you can make that gift at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
And we, you know, as Larry said, we have this dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,500 in effect right now. Big stakes here. It's a great time to donate because current members, including the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association, they'll double every dollar you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So get in on this match. Double the impact of your gift right now on this last day at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So many interesting things we cover during Garden Talk. As Kate was talking about a little bit earlier, Liz was on today. She's been on many times. Comes on her own dime, as a matter of fact, and answers myriad questions about plants and landscaping. Really important things to gardeners. You rely on these discussions, maybe as a gardener, and that's why your gift during our drive is so important.
Help us put a strong finish on 2022 so we can continue to discuss the issues in the months to come and the gardens in the months to come. Make your year-end gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I want to stress that dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. Kate and I are going to have to go away, but there's still time for you to contribute. If you haven't contributed yet, please do it now. Nancy in Stillwater, Minnesota.
Give for Larry's Garden Talk show and his other great Wisconsin household shows. I listen every weekday, Nancy says.
This is my last chance to talk to you during this drive. If you haven't given yet, please do it now. Your gift right now is so, so, so important. go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Thanks so much for listening every day, and thank you so much for contributing. I'm Larry Mueller with Kate Archer Kent. Thank you so much.